Foot Me.
Hello, foot nerds, and welcome to another installment of the Foot Me podcast, your podcast for all things mid-level, mid-tier, and just plain mid-game. We play in the ultimate team universe. I am your host, TJ, here to navigate you through these team of the season waters. Today's episode is coming out a little later because with team of the season, we are all adjusting, if you will. We started off, Martain came on and we were able to do a little bit of a preview. We decided to go a little off the reservation, and I gave you a little bit of an update on Friday with the state of the team. And coming back today, I thought I wanted to get an extra day of just kind of playing and being, you know, enthralled in tots, if you will, come back and give you some feedback as far as what my experience has been as we get ready to finish up this season. And then get into what is going to be the real, I think, nuts and bolts of the parts of team of the season we're going to come away with. As per usual, we're going to I'll give you a little bit of an update where I'm at. And then this is probably going to be a little bit of a content review. I've been, like I imagine a number of you that have been opening packs, have gotten some team of the season cards. I have tried out some team of the season cards. I have some opinions about them, as well as the SBCs and currently kind of what's going on in terms of EA trying to drain our clubs. And, you know, is it good to get started early? Should we be holding on to things? All of that, yada, yada. But before we get into all that.
Hey, how you doing?
And I am doing pretty good. From a confidence slash, I feel like I'm playing okay. You know, as we talked about, you know, on Friday, I feel like in the final third, I'm starting to get some things together. I do think the game is changing a little bit in terms of the quality of defenders in the backline ranks and what's going on there. I'm still in Division 4. I've had numerous run-ins with that first checkpoint slash only checkpoint, and have gotten very close. But and this is something I know Rob shows up in my my direct messages on the X or Twitter at TJ_Wiz. If you ever wanted to reach out, feel free to shoot me something. I am not that inundated with tweets and messages. I am usually pretty good to reply in a timely fashion. But he has also gotten to a record high for himself in terms of up into Division 3, and he opted to kind of take a break and then went back in and got on some runs and has also been really close to that checkpoint. But every time both he or I end up on that game, we'll never really know. Maybe it's a mental block, but it always seems like end up playing really good players. Like as if they, you know, what we would call in debate a pull up. In other words, we're at a level of, well, we got pulled up. So although I'm at the checkpoint the halfway part, 4.5, if you will, I feel like I'm either playing people that are in the top of 4 or maybe even as far up as 3 that kind of come down to be like, well, this is your championship game, so we're going to test your mettle. Like I said, might be perception, might just be luck of the draw, RNG, whatever it is. Got a couple of dots, need to get a couple. So win a couple games, I'm going to be, right there. We'll see if we give that a go tonight as trying to make it up there. You know, unless some kind of a miraculous run happens during my session tomorrow with Martain, I don't imagine I'm going to find myself in Division 3, which is kind of the goal, which where I think, if I'm, swinging at my highest kind of aim, I think, 3 would be accurate. So that's, where I'm trying to get. We'll see if we're able to put that together. Clearly the Rivals rewards adjustment has affected Rivals play, because even in a world where I get what I would call hard stuck in the past, it was losing a lot of games, you know, 03 03 02, just feeling like we're playing against, you know, stacked teams and folks that were really good on the sticks, and that it was very difficult. Like, I was playing much above my weight class. Whereas as of late, although I do run into those games, I also am winning the occasional, you know, rage quit and generating those types of things, which you would hope that in a division, you know, the way ELO works, and we've talked about before, win one, lose one, that you would be in a situation where you would play folks of equal or maybe even lesser caliber that are not having a great day while you're on, that should result in you having some easier games and not every one of them feeling like it's, you know, a sweat fest, quote unquote. So I do think that the rewards adjustment has definitely had some people make their way up the ranks and get out of just the overall sandbagginess. You don't hear about the MMR, especially when you talk about the cups. You know, part of that because of the way they did with the teams and the limitations there. I also think it's pretty telling that, I'll be interested to see. You know, there's a day or two left on this, on the cup, and I did none of it, the mystery ball stuff, because, I mean, it's from, I'll tell you this, last night while I'm playing, I've got Zwei, on the nightstand on my iPad, you know, and next to me as I'm, you know, playing games or whatever, and he's working through the cup trying to get to his 10 wins. And numerous games, he had no idea if he won or lost or not, because the actual score is not how the game calculated. So even though it was mystery ball and you might get a +5 multiplier and win 10-4 because they scored more actual physical goals, they won the game. And so it's like, you know, again, EA is trying to mix some things up, but I think we see why they don't too much, because there are extra technical difficulties in there where you can see them sitting around the boardroom being like, or whatever room they sit around, be like, wouldn't it be neat? What if we did that mystery ball thing? And they're like, you know, oh, we can. There are some issues with it. We don't really mess with it that much. It's just kind of a mode there. They plop it on. Then they find out like, oh, when you attach it with, you know, rewards, because normally it just plays and no one really gives a rip. But when you match it with rewards and things like that, then the underlying game logic looks at number of goals and doesn't look at the, you know, extra calculation. So that little like line or two lines or three pages of code, whatever it is not there. And so then boom, there's that, but they can't go in, or they won't go in, or it's, you know, too hard to go in and fix just for that. So they're just going to kind of like run its course. Right. And I'm going to be way short of getting to the end of the ranking up portion of the program. I didn't do any of the Colomani bits, using the Bellerin and things like that. I could not get into squad battles. I was not trying to do homework at this point in the season. And I get that it makes a lot of sense and there are resources there and things, but I just, you know, I want to play the part of the game that I want to play. And that's trying to, you know, still get better at it and, play in squad battles. Just, you know, I would rather play R6 if I'm going to do something to just, you know, kill time or do that level of engagement. And, you know, it was like, you know, three games here plus three games plus four games. And if you'd done it all over the course of time and built up, that would have, you know, made it a much easier chunk. And there's lots of XP there. I think it was a good thing. It's just not something that I got engaged in, and I'm not feeling bad about not completing out to the end. And we'll see where that is. And this could be a symptom of, we get so many packs, then you don't feel like you have to grind the season rewards, because you're going to get other places. I'm playing three a day, so I'm getting all those and those boosts. I'm doing the SBCs per day. So the grind portion for me, and I think a lot of us that are, we're not casual. I mean, you're listening to this podcast. We play the game. I mean, I play out on a daily basis, so I'm not casual. But at the same time, I'm also not a content creator that feels like I need to complete everything or get it all done, or am in that kind of a situation. So with that being said, I'm picking and choosing a la carte what to, you know, kind of do, and feel like I'm still engaging in it in a way that I like. Do I feel like I'm missing out on some stuff? sure. Is it going to keep me up at night? No. Actually, trying to complete this shit would keep me up at night, and is something that I just have to, you know, let go. Not going to do it all. You know, I don't touch draft. Like I said, I've essentially gotten away from, and even though I'm going to have to go into squad battles, because truth be told, this win six and win three games by three goals will take forever for me to get Lineker from green to looking back functional Golazo. And I'm not going to want to wait forever to do it. But I, you know, so maybe tonight when I get home, since I've, you know, got my session tomorrow, I'll just play my, you know, three or four games of squad battles to try to get part of him knocked out, maybe knock out a couple of those ones that I can do with Bellerin, get like, you know, a couple thousand XP, 1500 XP, whatever with, you know, those dudes, since they're all unlocked now, and, you know, kind of do a sprint to the end. I'm not going to do all of it, but might do a few of those with, if time allows. Tuesdays, I don't have as much time to play at night, so maybe this lets me kind of do that, and then go in tomorrow with a, you know, fresh set to try to, you know, do some stuff in divisions. I don't feel like I'm trying to grind it. Now, this does bring us to the second issue, though, that this would trade off with, and is why this becomes a problem. I'm playing weekend league. Yeah. I qualified before they handed out the free qualification, assuming it was a qualification and not just like a play. I don't know. They should do that more often. Let us know about it. Let us bank it. Like at the end of this, I'd auto be qualified if they indeed give everybody one and I'm just sitting on a qualification, but whatever. I mean, that's first world problems. So it is what it is. But I will say that my weekend league has been, you know, pretty good. Like the first two wins I got were going to extra time and winning in like some shootouts. I've definitely gotten some blowouts. I've had some folks, you know, glitch quit on me, or maybe just the EA servers, you know, the game that I won, you know, gave me a perpetual ending screen. It is what it is. And so you just kind of fight through. I'm sitting at 4-14. I've got six games left. No, that would not be right. I am sitting at 4-10 with six games left. So I have a chance to get to 9 if I win 5 out of 6, which between you, me, and I think anybody that has listened to this is probably unlikely. Have I gotten on some streaks in Rivals where I've won like 3 and then drew or whatever and been able to go multiple like 5 or 6 games without a loss? Sure. That involves draws, so there'd have to be some RNG, and it's also a, you know, at a different level. Who knows what Tuesday looks like? So maybe we play a couple of those. To be honest, I don't know the difference between 4 and 6 if it's really that much worth it. So maybe we give that a shot, see where it goes, and then do some squad battles. But I don't want to set my whole night is like playing different modes of this to get things completed and done and all of that. So maybe I don't worry too much about the free XP. Maybe I, you know, let's face it, a 90 capped red pick is, you know, means I'm going to get an 88 or an 89 or whatever. That's going to, you know, I'm not going to put into the upgrade because I've already got, if I was going to upgrade, I think I'm sitting on that player, and we're going to talk about that here shortly. So, you know, there is that conundrum. There's a lot to do, but what all do you want to do? Are you going to feel like you're missing out? We'll see. This weekend, I'm a little more busy, but we've got these extended weekend leagues. So I don't know when I'm going to bother to try to qualify. It's just, there's always something to do, which is great. And for those of us, so I'm not going to complain about it. And, you know, it's in that there is a lot is good. Now, hopefully you feel like there's a lot, even though it's kind of the same and it's repeating, you know, that's what we do. It's a, you know, we're not like, oh, I need a new version of chess. Like a game is a game and a good game that we're trying to get better at, you know? So I appreciate all the options that are available. It seems like it's, you know, it is a lot. I'm going to continue to get involved in it. But again, I'm not just over the top excited as of yet. And part of that is because of where we are content wise, you know, foregoing of course, we decided to forego community tots, and instead we have, you know, the first ever live tots. And so Live tots, I think, is a calculated and probably a pretty smart idea, because we already know, and I can tell you by looking at the list and the folks that I've got, a relatively underwhelming team. You can talk yourself into making a lot of these cards seem like they could be good, but at the same time, they're all kind of, they're a little bit like the podcast. I think they're a little mid. I think some people are really excited because it's tots and there's the possibility of getting these in form upgrades, but it's not going to be like Foot Fantasy because it's only two. And there's only, just those in-form upgrades, and who knows where those things go. They've definitely put in the two good play style pluses and a novelty one on a lot of these. For example, I did in my free pack get Kudos, which great draw, these top tier million coin type cards that are in here. It's, if you were go to like foot.gg, for example, it's a second row card, so pretty excited about that. I've been trying to use him, and by that I mean I've used him, so feels really good on the ball for his size and so forth. I actually subbed him in for best and worked it around so that he could have both full and two diamonds of chemistry. Great, right, on the dribbling, getting into places, being able to pass. The trickster thing is, I click the stick every once in a while and then do something with it, but I don't really know what I'm doing. And whenever he's in the box in front of goal, he has been able to just, put in some bangers. If he is anywhere towards the edge of the box and shooting, not so good. I can't put my finger I need folks who can finish a little bit. So I ended up putting George Best back in. Right. So, and right after I do that, I go into Rivals and I'm playing a team that has Kudos, and I'm like, I'm going to get destroyed by this Kudos card. And it's exactly what happened. It was a right wing that just, multiple just counter attacks, was able to the middle because he's max pace, big, would get in front of goal, puts it away. So for a player like me who's trying to use them to like create and make space and get into places and dance around and stuff, had some of those capabilities, but then the finishing part of that, not so much. Whereas if he's on a straight beeline towards the goal and you get a chance for him to put his foot on it, it is a rocket. So I think he's going to be good for some folks. I don't think he's necessarily great for my style of play. Right now I'm bringing him in off of the bench. We'll see. I don't know if West Ham is going to get one of the upgrades, more or less two of them. So we'll just have to kind of, wait and see on that one. I also got, in terms of that mid-tier people are really going after or seeking out, the Loftus Cheek. This one has the extra bonus of being able to go into the Evo. So that's who I'm looking at. Again, he is a player that's not necessarily my style of center mid in terms of, bit of a bigger, less balance than I'm used to using in terms of those that can kind of go around and nip stuff. But I have been using him and trying to get him more involved. Of course, three playstyle pluses, all of them all right. Again, my situation right now is I don't feel like I have very good offense from the middle part, but at the same point, do I need to have every player on the field to be able to score a goal for me? I've had some, his interceptions have come in handy. I don't use a bruiser all that much. I'll also say that I've seen the interception thing pop up and then the ball keep going to wherever it's going and still working. So, it is what it is, but it is a bit of a variety. And I'm going to keep playing with him. And then I would assume he's going to get at least one, if not two. So, I'm looking forward to where his boost might go in addition to maybe rolling him through the Evo once I get done with, Lineker and get him on up there, who has been, on and off for me as per usual. Werner again is starting to, show his age a little bit in terms of who he's dealing with, things like that. Like I said, Best in and out. Downside to Best is that he's easy to move off of the ball to a degree, but not as easy as Garnacha, compared to like Kudos or whatever, but his finishing is just, Oh, it's so good. And so he's been, you know, an important asset for me. I do think Kudus has better passing, which helps for some of the in the box rat actions that I, you know, take part in. So, you know, it's definitely it's a work in progress when it comes to that side. Komen has continued to, you know, impress, kind of be sneaky, you know, that size, he's able to get on the ball. He's able to play a little bit of defense. He's puts away the ball at like really opportune times. And, you know, so I'm, you know, starting to get a little bit more attached to him, which does add some elements to what am I going to do at left back? Because as we all know, this Kai Havertz SBC came out and people are gushing all over him. Like, it's just, you know, whether it's the dynamic, the idea that they added some offense to him, that he's, you know, got his defense upgraded. But I'm just, it's so many cards. I don't know. I am one of those that's a little thrown off by, as, and remember, I had this discussion with y'all last week when I was talking about, should I put Kai into the evolution upgrade? I'm more likely to do that, I think, than to do the SBC, just because of the cost. And also, like, the offensive part of Kai Havertz is not what I want to use him for. I want him as a left back. Idea that he could be a left back or a right back if I put him in the Evo, whereas he is like a left back forever and some other things, with the million plus, you know, SBC. That's kind of, you know, one of those areas I look at. They're medium. I'm not a fan, right? So, you know, as a left back, can you get away with it? Probably. And I've been wanting to get away from Davies for a while. I feel like he's underperforming. And so what I ended up doing is actually going into my USA fetish and picked up Robinson for like 88K, something like that. I figure I can either, I'll lose a few K on him, or I will sell him for a profit, or, you know, he'll be awesome. And right now I would not say awesome. The issue is I'm one of those, you know, switch of play guys. And so having someone who can over the top ball, whatever, gets that bonus so that whenever your receiver grabs it, they have a clean touch and can go, or they have that kind of a skill to where when they grab it, they can just trap it and go. I've been trying to use the LB button a little bit to help with this, because Robinson, either when he passes it, it leads to more bounces whenever it gets over to, at this point, I'm using James, or whenever he's receiving it, it seems to bounce off of him. And, you know, any kind of advantage that I'd have to be able to quickly go up the field frequently can result in a turnover and things like that. So I don't know if I'm fully sold there. Maybe that's what a million coin Kai Havertz gets you. We'll see. We know that we'll get some more team of the seasons as we're going, but again, all the left backs and right backs might be forked out 4 million coins. With all that in mind, though, I believe there is a little bit of time for you to decide if you wanted to do Kai, or if I wanted to do Kai, if I want to change my mind. But really, it's only 10 days, which again, it's a lot of teams, 90 rated stuff. I know it's 10. Clearly, you know, the other thing that came out just recently is this Ferdinand, who is like, 20, and, you know, has up for 57 days, you know, but it seems like, what about, you know, since this one's like 10, how about, you know, 20 days? There's a method to their madness. They're trying to get people to spend, and I think empty out their, you know, their clubs before they start putting a bunch of really saucy packs in the shop. And this may or may not help with that. So we'll see where that ends up going. But I also ended up with Zaha, who's coming off the bench for me. Again, I think a lot of these cards are going to maybe be better if they get upgrades. But right now, like, can they weasel their way in? Like, just if you want something different. I have settled on, for some Kim reasons and other things, to go ahead and playing Vidic in the back without the upgrade, because I'm doing that to Lineker and he's been fine. Kimpembe is still in there, and I'm, you know, Donnarumma's 91 UCL card has just been great for me, but clearly has some chemistry thing. So then there's also the 90 Casillas that I bring in to make things go, which is why I am almost about ready to do the check SBC. And the more you look at it and value-wise and all the packs we're about to get, I do think he's going to be one of my dupe dumpster kinds that will, you know, be in the club probably as a starter. Are there going to be tots like keepers? Sure. But almost all of them, unless they bring out a hero or an icon, are going to have, like, you know, chemistry needs, wants, and, you know, not having that with your keeper is nice. Now, does Check help anything else? Not really. But at the same time, he is, you know, seems to be solid. I know some folks are like, oh, he's, you know, not that great now, but others are, he's great. It's, you know, it is what it is. I don't have a 92 Casillas. So I think 93 Check might be the way to go. So, we'll see, how that goes by next week. I imagine he may be done it in the club, or I'll have a completely different tune to be singing. Picked up that, I'm going to say the name wrong. The one of the other, SBCs that are for this, what is her now? Oh, the, not, they took it. Oh, just took it off of here, whichever one that I did. Sorry, I don't want to butcher, or I may butcher the name, but I want to at least kind of, you know, pick the right player. It was the, I don't know where she ended up going for me, but I had her right here. Anyway, the SBC that was for the awfully what Ramirez. That's right. I got owned in a game with by that, and I decided, you know, relatively easy and for fodder wise, and so I picked her up. We'll see how that goes. Not necessarily in the team per se. So we'll you know, I think the content, it's a good start. There's lots of things to do. There's lots of packs available. I'm still holding on to like 30 something probably. I'm only opening up like the 83s and things. I am doing the daily upgrade. So I am engaged at least on the menus, maybe a little bit more as we get into this and are going to start rolling the dice for some of these big ones. But again, season's coming to an end, so for those of you that are doing that, good luck. I hope you're able to get to whatever hump and get over whatever you need to be able to get what you want there. We'll be looking at probably a one season jump back, but we'll be able to talk about that, you know, next week. We'll be looking for a premiere and all that stuff happening over the weekend. So pretty excited about that. And despite this episode going out late, there will be a weekend wild card. You're not going to want to miss it. I am going to grill one of probably, your favorites in this, you know, podcast arena. So make sure you, check out that and, see who I was able to get on board to grill this weekend for the weekend wild card. Last thing I want to mention, as we're cutting this one a little short, multiple reasons, just to pull back the curtain. I have about 30 minutes left on my monthly allowance that resets here in a couple days on my podcast hosting site, Buzzsprout, for those of you interested. So, I'm trying to, you know, keep it in there so I don't have to, you know, shell out another couple dollars. So we're going to kind of cut it off. Plus, you know, I talked to y'all not that long ago, so I figured I don't need to, you know, beat you down with a whole bunch of, you know, my musings. I do want to remind you, visit at TJ_Wiz and the pinned, you'll notice there is a giveaway tweet that if you follow us that are listed in there and you favorite it, you're going to be entered in a contest to get, you know, some sessions of coaching from Martin88 or some FIFA coin if you fall into the third place category. So I would urge you to check that out and make sure you get that in before May 3rd, a couple weeks. But, you know, it's much like the daily logins. If you don't do it when you see it, you're not going to do it. So pull up your X, or Twitter, whichever you are more comfortable saying, and then retweet that. You don't even have to retweet it. You just have to like it and follow. So anyway, with that in mind, I want to wish you all the best of luck at the end of this season, and hopefully your Tots journey has started strong and will continue to get stronger. I look forward to sharing with you, hopefully, some reviews of these upgraded cards as they go. And if you do want to, I would love to know what you're thinking about Havertz. To be honest, that's the biggest conundrum I'm dealing with. So if you are, you know, an addict to UX and you want to, I'd love to hear you if you wanted to reach out About what you're going to do with Havertz, because I am just completely befuddled if it's going to be the card that I should have done, or I'm going to feel bad because I didn't do it, or if it's going to be the one that I pass on and I'm like, oh, look, that worked out well. So anyway, and if you're like, I don't want to tell you anything, I don't know anything about Havertz, it's up to you. You should know. Well, then I guess foot me.
Foot me.